Programming is supported by Topline Construction Firm, your local women-owned roofing contractor based out of Shoreview, Minnesota. Roof replacement, both retail and insurance work. More information at toplineconstructionfirm.com.
But first to the view of this week's opinion and commentary guest, and it comes from humorist and Time columnist Joel Stein. He argues that older Americans should skip Election Day and let those irritating millennials have their say. Joel, welcome back to the show. How are you?
I'm good. I first want to say that a lot of my friends are older people.
Sure they are.
Yeah, they were.
Old people vote short-sightedly, you say. What?
Yes.
Defend.
Well, lately especially, there's just been a spate of, I think, what most experts will agree are just poor decisions for the future of the world that have been made predominantly by older people. Talking about Brexit, talking about the support of Donald Trump, older people are less likely to vote to spend money on education. They're not good for our future.
You know, Joel, everybody votes their interests. I mean, you
that's
know, if senior,
what
did you say? That's not true.
People, no, oh. You're not more likely to vote for, say, Social Security if you're older. People vote for what they believe is the world they want and represents their values. They don't actually vote for their interests.
Oh, I don't think that's true at all. I think that's
it's
the
true.
Reason.
Look, you can look up any.
What Bernie Sanders talking about free college? Okay.
Yes.
What he had a lot of college age people voting for him, who, of course, are voting their interests, who are interested in that. Right?
Yeah, but they're voting for a world they would like to see.
And seniors
are a lot of young people. He appealed to a very idealistic view of the world that I think appeals to young people, but not because it'll help them.
Hmm.
I think they just believe it's right.
Yeah, so seniors are not voting for the kind of world they'd like to see.
Well, they're voting for the world they'd like to see, but that's different than your self-interest. So, yes, they're voting for the world they would like to see, which is a world that was occurred when they were in their 20s. It's like asking older people to pick music.
This is so unfair.
They're going to pick like, you know, Frankie Valli or something, right? That's not helping us.
How about the argument that says older voters have the kind of hard-won wisdom that comes from life experience? Maybe that's who I want controlling the future of the country.
That's not completely untrue. In the effort to make my argument, I left it out of my column, so I should probably leave it out of here. But yes, they're less likely to actually vote for foreign wars. That's the hard-fought wisdom that older people have. But other than that, they're voting based they're wanting to make America great again. They're voting for a return to something we can't return to, whether that's Brexit or Trump or the far right in Europe. They're likely to cause a really big problem, and I would just like them to chill out for a while.
You know, I thought it was interesting that you used Brexit in your argument, because it is true that there was quite the demographic divide. And do you remember that in the couple weeks after the Brexit vote, there were millennial voters who were so angry about what senior voters had done in the UK?
Yeah. Well, imagine if Trump wins. I think you're going to have the same thing here. It's a lot of old people.
I mean, Trump does have some younger voters. I mean, everybody is over 65 that supports Donald Trump.
Of course. And, you know, as soon as my mom hears this, she's going to call and say that she's voting for Hillary. We're generalizing demographically here.
Yeah. Yeah. You're kind of good
general,
at that, aren't
Trump
you?
Trump has some old people who love him, who want to make America great again.
You are good at those sweeping generalizations, aren't you?
You're saying I'm a racist.
Yeah. I'm not saying that. No,
I'll
I'm not
that.
Saying that. I thought that when you talked to Jason Brennan at Georgetown, who actually thinks you have something here, I thought when he said we should think
I was
of voting.
Surprised too.
Yeah, I know that we should think of voting rights like plumbing licenses.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Explain what he's thinking about, what you thought of the idea.
Well, he has a new book out where he basically divides voters into three groups. There's the people who are really staunchly for their party. There are people who can be swayed, depending on logic. And there are people who are just completely uninformed and just do whatever the last thing they heard was.
Mm.
And the amount of people who are informed and have their opinions swayed by logic is zero. So you're left with people who are either just believe in their party or just kind of have no clue, don't know anything and vote. And he would like those people to stop voting.
The people that have no clue.
Yeah.
Just admit.
I mean, all these commercials on the air.
Admit I have no clue and just sit it out.
Just like, oh, that commercial was kind of convincing.
Yeah.
I'll vote for that person. Yeah.
Hey, did you see the infographic on the front page of the New York Times today?
No, it's 8 a.m. here, so I actually get the print version, but it's on my driveway.
So this is kind of interesting. It says 4 out of 10 adults in the United States don't vote. And it's not all the people that you just said, you know, they're fools and they don't know anything about the election.
No, those people vote, yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of people in across the demographics, by the way, who simply don't vote. I don't think we should be discouraging anybody from not voting, right?
Wait, why? Why is it important that everybody votes?
It's the way you exercise your right as a citizen of this democracy.
Well, if you don't have an opinion or haven't paid attention, I think that's more important.
I have yet to meet the American that doesn't have an opinion about something, right?
Okay, I take the opinion part back.
Yeah. I mean, you have a view. Whether you've matched up the logic with, I'm mad at the way I'm taxed. Well, link that up with the way the government behaves and who you elected to represent you in that government.
I'm going to totally disagree. I think this is exactly what leads to Americans voting on judges. Like, we should not be voting on judges. Like, we have no clue. And in California, we vote on laws we can't possibly understand directly.
Like what?
Propositions. And, oh my God, we have 17 propositions that people are not going to have any idea of until they walk into that booth.
But whose fault is that? I mean, you can inform yourself about those propositions, right?
But this is, direct democracy is a horrible idea. I mean, this whole idea that Republicans have that we should decide who our Supreme Court justice is. This is what the founders really wanted to avoid. So I don't think everyone should vote just because they don't like their taxes. Just like letting people vote on Brexit, which is pretty complicated. People in the end voted on whether they loved England or not. Like, they were not voting on the issue. This is too complicated. This is why we have elected officials.
Well, you saw that David Cameron had to step down or chose to step down out of Parliament too yesterday.
Yeah.
I mean, that didn't quite work out the way he had hoped it would.
No. But he risked his country on his own political fortune. So he should at least leave Europe in general, and England.
So what's the cutoff point in the Joel Stein vision of democracy? How old, at what age do you lose your voting right?
Well, it's interesting. So when I talked to my parents about it, they had some very high numbers, like 90, which is not what I was going for.
Yeah.
Their definition of old person was very different than mine.
Uh-huh.
I think that, whatever right now retirement age is conceptually 65. I'm sure that'll be bumped up soon, but whatever retirement age is, around there.
Whatever retirement age. Okay, well, but that moves around. I mean, that could be 70.
Right. Right now, it seems to be about 65 or 70,
Okay.
Somewhere around there.
So at 65, we just shove you off and say, we don't care what you think. You're living in this country, but you have no right to weigh in on it.
No, they can weigh in on those news channels they watch, the MSNBC and the CNN. They can go on there all they want and talk. They just can't vote.
Call here for you, Joel, believe it or not.
Oh,
yeah, uh-oh. To Chris in Minnetonka.
Is it my mom?
It is not your mother. It might be too early for her, too. Hi, Chris. What'd you want to say?
Hey, good morning, folks. Two observations. One, the concept of having to have a, informed vote to really be exercising its legitimacy is essentially a literacy test. So we can open up the conversation on that. But number two, what I really want to say is I'm also interested in people who are voting with the future in mind. Now, the question is, are you voting with one generation or just your lifetime? How about you and your grandchildren?
Yeah.
How about six generations forward? What is the cutoff that makes my vote legitimate? Because if I'm only interested in my lifetime, it's one thing. And if I'm interested in, six generations out, I want to see essentially the Star Trek kind of world take over, then I vote a different way. But that doesn't make my vote any less legitimate.
Joel, how about that?
I think anyone who believes Star Trek is going to be real shouldn't vote, first of all. That's for sure. No, I think older people are voting for their grandkids and their children. I think they think they're doing the right thing. But their mindset is just so entrenched in this reactionary, you know, this return to their to a world that can't exist anymore. You know, the Vera Lynn and the roast on Sunday in England, that they're causing trouble. So, no, I don't think you can think – I think that the intentions are good. I'm not blaming them for being selfish. I just think they need to step aside.
I don't even want to open my email after this segment. There will be so many people that think I took you seriously.
Old people can use email now, right?
Yeah. Watch out. Step off the page.
Someone going under the name Old Person writes, OMG, seriously? I just can't. Joel has no clue. Joe in Minneapolis says, interesting that Carrie and Joel are talking so nonchalantly about what would effectively amount to voter suppression.
Yeah.
Still, I like the article.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He liked Joel's article?
Liked it, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. See, Joel, you win even when you shouldn't win.
Yeah, well, I win the part I probably should win and not the rewriting the Constitution part.
You're a winner, like Donald Trump would say. It's all about winning, right?
No, it's about the future of our world.
Yes, it's about the children.
Yes.
Joel, thank you, I guess.
Yeah, good luck. This is your choice. You didn't have to have me on.
I know, it's so true. Yeah. I say that to myself every time we have you on. We didn't have to do that to ourselves, but we did.
You're a brave woman.
Joel Stein is a humorist and a Time magazine columnist, and Steph Curtis will tweet out that column.
I already did.
You'll do it. You already did. You're so fast.